Okay, so in Shir 33, let's continue now with the mitzvah of Chadash, and this will be a relatively short Shir. The Torah tells us in Vayikra 23, Psukim 9 to 14, as follows. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yamarta alehem, ki savo el ha'aretz, asher ani nosein lachem, uktzartem es kitzirah, v'havesem es omer yishiz kitzirachem el ha'kohen. Hashem spoke to Moshe, speak to the children of Yisrael and say to them, when you come into the land which I give to you, and you shall reap its harvest, then you should bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the Kohen, to the priest. And he, the Kohen, should wave this sheaf before Hashem to be accepted for you on the day after the Shabbos. The priest, the Kohen, shall wave it. Va'asisem v'yom hanifchem es ha'omer, keves tamim ben shenoso le'olah la'Hashem. And on the day when you bring this omer, this carbon of grain, the sheaf, then you bring with it a male lamb, etc., and that becomes an ola to Hashem. Umin chaso, shenei esronim solas b'ulav Hashemen, ishala Hashem reach nichoach, b'nisko yayin revi isahin. And along with that, we bring a meal offering, consisting of different parts here, and a libation offering. V'lechem v'kaliv charmel lo sochilu ad etzem ayom azeh, ad aviyachem es korban elokeichem, chukas olam l'dorosichem b'chol moshevosichem. And you shall not eat bread, parched corn, or fresh corn, so again, corn here refers to grain, until this day, until you have brought the offering of your God. It is a statute forever throughout your generations and all of your dwellings. Okay, so the Torah, as we have discussed, forbids us from having new grain until the Omer is cut on the evening of the second day of Pesach. The flour for this Omer is then brought as a karbon with a male lamb, that is without a mum, in its first year, along with the libation we discussed and the mincha offering. The Omer is cut on the night of the 16th, and the Karban is brought during the day of the 16th, right? Because the night always precedes the day. They would go out at night, cut down the Omer. The next day, the 16th, they would bring the Karbanos with it. The cutting of the Omer is the very first cutting which is related to the new crop, since one is not allowed to cut his grain until after the Omer is harvested. And the amount of the Omer, how much is cut, that equals one day worth of food. Now, once the Omer is brought, all produce that has already taken root until this point is now permitted, and anything that has not taken root, or anything planted past the Omer, only becomes permitted after the following year's Omer. Although it's a machlokas, the halacha states that chadash applies in chutz la'aretz, and according to the halacha, we are only permitted to eat from the new grain after the 16th, and being that we, in chutz la'aretz, keep Yom Tov for 2 days, chadash, the new grain, is only permitted beginning the night of the 18th of Nisan. And today, many of us are very lenient regarding this mitzvah of chadash. A lot of us do not follow this, and there are several reasons for this. So first, we assume that all existing grain rooted before the new year, or at least by the time that the Omer is brought, and this leads us to two leniencies. So the first leniency is rov, that most of the grain has already rooted, and the second is a svek sveka, a double doubt. And what is this svek sveka? Perhaps the grain took root in the previous year, and even if it didn't, we assume that it at least took root before the 16th of Nisan. Additionally, some of the grain that we consume may have come from other countries where the grain took root long before the 16th of Nisan from some previous crop. Today, there are Jews, most definitely, who observe Chadash, and many conscious organizations have lists of food which conform to Chadash. So in some ways today, it's a little bit easier because we have these lists to observe this mitzvah. The idea behind the mitzvah of Chadash, again, it comes to teach us and to inculcate into us that all of our food is a gift from Hashem, who is the ruler over the entire world, as we've explained already for other mitzvahs. So this concludes shiur number 33 on Chadash, and next time we will be Ezer Hashem begin to examine Kalayim.